Missouri Governor Eric Greitens acknowledges he's been unfaithful in his marriage, but denied allegations that he blackmailed the woman to stay quiet.
Affairs happen every day, and if something like that happened, tied up, pictures, blackmail, yeah, he needs to resign. But until I see that, I'm gonna let it play out.
Another person in the community told me the exact opposite. He said he believes the woman and her former husband about the alleged blackmail.
The day started with four House Republicans making individual statements for the resignation of fellow Republican Eric Greitens. But the most dramatic came at the end of the day when St. Joseph Republican Rob Schaff rose to speak at the start of the Senate session.
The most important thing is that the people of Missouri must be able to have confidence in their government. But given everything that's happened, they might forgive, but they won't forget. So, Governor, I'm asking you, please resign.
Later in the day, the governor issued a social media plea for forgiveness, but he did not respond to those calls from his fellow Republicans for resignation. From the state capitol, Phil Brooks, News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Attorney Albert Watkins says he has had, quote, scores of communications from the FBI about Governor Greitens going back for more than a year.
The FBI has an elevated degree of interest and has had an elevated degree of interest in this situation since, I can personally assert and represent, October of 2016.
Greitens' attorney, Jim Bennett, tells KMOX News that since October 2016, there has been no contact with him or with Greitens from the FBI, and he says he hasn't received any contact from anyone else in or out of government saying that the FBI had talked to them about Greitens. Bennett says there's no cause for any sort of inquiry by the FBI regarding what he calls this private matter. Kevin Killeen, News Radio 1120, KMOX.
The two leaders got calls from the governor over the weekend before the governor's Facebook post for forgiveness about his adultery. In response to that plea, Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard.
We're not going to get into that stuff. You know, that's between him and his maker. I'll let that go where it goes. I'm concerned with the majority leader about making sure that the ship of state has a steady helm.
Missouri Governor Eric Greitens now talking about his extramarital affair. He tells KMOX's Mark Reardon.
It was painful. And it was hard because as a husband and a father, I want to protect the people I love. And this was a case where I actually hurt the people who I love.
There is the potential that the Missouri House could open an impeachment investigation of Governor Greitens if there is enough strong evidence of blackmail. UMSL political science professor Dave Robertson.
Impeachment is a couple of steps. You have to indict the individual in the House of Representatives, and then you have to convict in the Senate.
A source tells KMOX News that a handful of members of the Missouri House are considering announcing calls this week for an investigation of the governor, but we're also hearing that the House Speaker is reluctant to go there.
There was no violence. There was no photograph for blackmail. There was no threat of using a photograph for blackmail. There was no threat of violence.
In this news conference in Jefferson City within the hour, the governor looked tired but determined to press on as he tried to get reporters to ask him about the budget. Ask me about the budget, he kept saying. Somebody then said, can you lead on the budget with this cloud hanging over you?
Sir, we answered those questions this weekend. There's a lot of important work here. A lot of important work here.
And
we've got... Sir, we've got a lot. We answered those questions this weekend.
The governor says, for the record, he has never been contacted by law enforcement about this or any other matter. Live in the newsroom, Kevin Killeen, News Radio 1120, KMOX.
After skipping some major media markets like St. Louis on his recent tour to tout his budget ideas, Missouri Governor Eric Greitens took to Facebook Live, claiming he has widespread support.
I saw tremendous support in the rallies.
The 97th district in the Missouri House went big for Donald Trump and Eric Greitens. Now, the district goes for a Democrat.
The St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office confirms to KMOX News that it has sent two investigators to Jefferson City.
What are they asking lawmakers about?
I did speak with those investigators yesterday, and, beyond that, direct those questions to the Circuit Attorney's Office on the specifics.
That is Republican House Speaker Todd Richardson with our Capitol Bureau.
New information just into the KMOX newsroom within the past couple of minutes. KMOX's Kevin Killeen joins us live to take us through. Kevin, what's going on?
Great. Greitens is indicted, a St. Louis grand jury indicting Missouri Governor Eric Greitens. We just got this information from Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's office. He is charged with a felony invasion of privacy charge.
Phil, I understand that you are just off the phone with a Republican senator. What have you learned today?
Oh, absolutely. The governor's leading legislative critic has immediately called on Greitens to resign.
Well, they didn't go so far. I'm in front of the courthouse where the governor is being processed, and that's a fire engine going by unrelated. But this indictment does not go so far as to accuse him of blackmail. We've heard that he took a picture and said, I will spread this picture around if you ever let this affair get out. What it does accuse him of is invasion of privacy, taking this picture without the other person's permission. The governor left by a back way through an SUV with heavily tinted windows that came out of a shuttered garage, and when the door opened, escorted by deputies, the SUV whooshed away and the governor took no questions. We couldn't even see his face, but I'm told he is somber.
Within hours of the governor's indictment, a House investigation was announced by Republican leaders.
Announcement of the House investigation does not use the word impeachment, only that an undefined group of legislators would investigate the charges.
The National Governors Association confirms Greitens is not attending this week's National Meeting of Governors event in Washington, D.C.
Missouri's House Speaker Tom Richardson's confirmed that there will be a special committee to begin an investigation into a possible impeachment of the governor.
His personal attorney is hoping the judge will dismiss the charge against Missouri Governor Greitens. Former U.S. Attorney Ed Dowd says the alleged victim, Greitens' hairstylist, does not appear to be the one seeking a criminal charge against the governor.
The supposed victim never even complained.
St. Louis University law professor Anders Walker says if they can't produce the picture, the case is in trouble.
If he deleted the photo, then it's not a felony. He didn't transmit it. He didn't distribute it.
And Carol, we don't know yet what the cost is to hire Harvard Law School professor Ronald S. Sullivan to help convict Governor Greitens of invasion of privacy. But the judge today approved a motion filed by Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner to add him to the case. And that has Alderman Joe Vaccaro wondering about the money.
It makes you wonder whether or not she has enough faith in her own staff.
The Missouri House panel investigating the governor continues to meet behind closed doors. We don't know what witnesses are being called or what they're being asked. And that bothers Dan Shelley with the Radio Television Digital News Association in Washington.
Journalists are the surrogates for the public. And when you hold closed meetings, you not only deny access to journalists, you are by extension denying access to members of the public who in this case are not only funding the investigation, but are the constituents of the seven House members who are conducting this investigation.
He's one of only a few lawyers in town you could say have a household name. Scott Rosenblum has defended and won cases for Nelly or former Rams player Leonard Little. Now he's fighting to clear Greitens. Prosecutor Kim Gardner was asked for her reaction.
It seems like we're in sort of an arms race here. You just hired a Harvard lawyer. Now they're hiring Scott Rosenblum. You've got two former U.S. attorneys.
Kevin, have an ongoing investigation.
Gardner walked away. That's something the Greitens side has been doing a lot of also lately. It's shaping up to be a battle of legal champions.
Meantime, some Missouri lawmakers are raising concerns that Greitens has the power to appoint new members to a state ethics panel that's currently reviewing a complaint against him.
Republican Senate candidate Josh Hawley of Missouri appears to be distancing himself from the state's embattled governor.
If they had an empty chair today, it would have been Governor Greitens' chair. Usually a governor would be sitting at the table when the president comes to town, if only get your picture taken with him. But he wasn't at Boeing.
The investigative committee asked questions of my client that related to the allegations of my client's former spouse, the former paramour of the governor, about whether or not she was slapped after she acknowledged to the governor that she had slept with her husband during a period of reconciliation.
The ex-husband of the woman who had an affair with Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is seeking an order of protection from the governor. The motion does not allege any threats from Greitens, but says the man feels intimidated in part because the governor is a retired Navy SEAL. A spokesman for Greitens' legal team responded to the court filing by saying, quote, it's hard to keep track of who's driving this clown car and where they are headed, end quote.
Alex, there comes a time in every amusement park ride where they put the restraint across your stomach and the wheels start to move and everybody says, here we go. It's a here we go day for the governor's trial. If he had hoped to get out of it before it went too far, it's too late now. The judge says There will be a trial. He's not going to dismiss the charge.
There's another investigation into Greitens' charity, The Mission Continues, and his campaign for governor. The Missouri AG is looking into this one and tells KMOX News in a statement, we have issued a civil subpoena to the Greitens group.
A Missouri House committee investigating Governor Greitens for the past 40 days is expected to issue its report next week. KMOX Jefferson City correspondent Phil Brooks says the report could be a tabloid bombshell calling for impeachment or something less.
I think we are in a completely unknown environment right now.
There have been no substantive leaks coming from the committee.
During the day-long deposition on Friday, the woman testifying she never saw Greitens with a camera or phone on the day he was accused of taking the blackmail photo. And she testified she doesn't know if she thought he had a phone because of a dream. A court filing also says the woman sent nude photos of herself to Greitens 3 months after the alleged picture at the heart of the case. The circuit attorney's office responding, the defense is cherry-picking bits and pieces of the nine-hour deposition.
Phil Brooks has learned the impeachment investigation may last longer than expected.
A committee source says they voted to extend their investigation until May 18th. That's the last day the legislature will be in session for the year. While not confirming the investigation extension, committee chair Jay Barnes said there definitely would be a committee report later this week. But Barnes repeatedly refused to address the question about the committee voting to extend the time of its inquiry. The extension comes after reports the committee's expanded its inquiry to include financial activities of an Eric Greitens foundation that led to a fine for illegal campaign activities.
The ex-husband's lawyer, Albert Watkins, was asked that question by reporters, whether anybody with a political agenda, a phantom funder, is footing the bill for the case that could take down the governor.
I can tell you that we don't care if you are a phantom funder or if you have an agenda or if you have no agenda at all. We want your money, and we want it early and often.
But are you getting money from anyone else, or is he getting money from anyone else?
No, my client has gotten no money whatsoever.
The judge ordering Watkins not to talk about the substance of the ongoing deposition. The judge lowering the boom, saying from now on he doesn't want anybody on either side talking about this case in the public, talking about it to the media. He wants the jury pool to have a clean chalkboard, no opinion, as they show up in May.
There's anxiety among House Republican leaders about the Greitens case and their investigation.
A sign of that is that as we speak, we know this report on the committee investigation into Greitens, something is going to be released supposedly tomorrow. They don't even know the time. The latest I've been told is it may be as late as 6 p.m. in the evening. They don't know in what format, if the transcripts of testimony, what evidence will be out there, will it be put online. This is a bit of chaos that's going on right now with the leadership and how to handle this investigation.
All right, to the podium in Jeff City we go, and here's Governor Greitens.
We'll make accusations about my personal life. We fully expect that the report being released tonight will include lies.
KMOX's Michael Calhoun is in Jefferson City. He received a copy of the House report a few minutes ago with the words sensitive content warning on the first page. Michael, you've been pouring through it. What have you found so far?
I feel like he hadn't gotten what he wanted, but also affirming she was crying under duress, felt as if she had no other choice if she was going to get out of the basement. And at that point, it was only after feeling she had no other choice that she performed the sex act.
Michael, I think that's what is going to send shockwaves.
Let's go live to a news conference now in Jefferson City.
It's beyond disturbing. To that end, the Special Investigative Oversight Committee voted to continue its work.
KMOX News Time 613. We're going to send you back briefly to Jefferson City, where Democrats are now holding a news conference regarding the House investigation into Governor Eric Greitens.
And being corrupt and not being honest and all of that. I stand here with a group of people with the utmost integrity.
Right. But there are several exchanges regarding.
Yeah, I'll go through here because it's
happening right now on the KMOX Facebook page. We are doing a Facebook Live featuring KMOX's Michael Calhoun, State House reporter Jacob Caviani, and Phil Brooks, our longtime Jefferson City correspondent, who is about to take the microphone right now. You can head to News Radio 1120 KMOX on Facebook to get all of that information right now. That should be going on for the next about 15, 20 minutes or so at least.
This is Kevin Killeen with reaction from UMSL Political Science Chair Dave Robertson.
What surprises me about this is that he has basically attacked a committee from a Republican legislature.
And he says in calling it a witch hunt, Greitens is adopting the same language the president is using in the Russia investigation.
Some breaking news at this hour out of Jefferson City. New calls for Governor Eric Greitens to resign in this incredibly fast-moving story. We go live now to KMOX's Michael Calhoun, who's at the state capitol.
Hawley goes on to say the conduct the report details is certainly impeachable in my judgment, and the House is well within its rights to proceed on that front. But the people of Missouri should not be put through that ordeal. Governor Greitens should resign. Jacob Caviani is here live with me in our bureau inside of the state capitol. And Jacob, we heard from House Speaker Todd Richardson, who said that there will be they're going to try for a special session, but did not say that they are going to definitely pursue impeachment.
Right. This process is still very open. The trial for the governor will happen the same week that the legislative session here is set to end.
Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley says his investigation of Governor Greitens has turned up evidence to support a felony charge of computer tampering.
Evidence now in our possession would likely support a finding of probable cause that Mr. Greitens obtained an electronic donor list created by the Mission Continues for that organization's internal purposes. Mr. Greitens, however, used that list for political fundraising.
This is Kevin Killeen with reaction from the Circuit Attorney's Office. What they are not saying after meeting with Hawley's team in advance of his announcement, they're not saying that they have decided to pull the trigger.
We do have some breaking news at this hour. Missouri's governor files for a temporary restraining order against Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. KMOX's Michael Calhoun is on this developing story. He joins us live in the newsroom. Michael, what is the latest?
Well, Alex, this comes after the Attorney General said he had found evidence of a possible crime, the governor taking data from his charity. The Mission Continues, and now we're seeing on Missouri CaseNet that Greitens' legal team has filed for a temporary restraining order against AG Josh Hawley. What is the likelihood that a judge is going to look at this and say, yeah, I'm going to take the entire Attorney General's office out of this?
Well, you know, as you may recall, when we were representing the mayor of Ellisville, we tried to stop the impeachment hearing from going forward, claiming the decision makers were biased and the courts wouldn't get involved in that.
He's got to go. Eric, if you're listening, you got to go.
That's the former chair of the Republican Party of Missouri, John Hancock. More on the breaking news. We've been covering the judge in the Governor Greitens invasion of privacy case, denies a motion to throw out the case. Kevin Killeen was in the courtroom.
Judge Rex Burleson scolded the prosecutor, saying, there have been wrongdoings here that are sanctionable.
Meantime, a former Missouri Supreme Court Chief Justice and St. Louis University Law Dean Emeritus thinks it won't be easy to impeach Governor Greitens.
Be careful, because there are judges that are going to be looking at this, and they will be reading the law carefully.
The attorney for the ex-husband in the Eric Greitens sex scandal case admits he received $100,000 in cash from a mystery donor. Attorney Albert Watkins says the cash arrived by courier in his office after the story broke without any explanation.
I can tell you that there was no tit for tat.
The judge okays a subpoena from Greitens' lawyers that will force the ex-husband's attorney, Albert Watkins, to turn over bank records.
Vice President Mike Pence's office saying it canceled a Missouri rally and fundraiser next month.
This is Kevin Killeen. The event itself was subdued, but it seemed even more so as the room full of more than 1,000 officers remained seated to acknowledge a speaker facing two criminal indictments and possible impeachment. A politician known for milking applause lines, it was striking that in his 10-minute speech, there were none. Oh, to be in the room for what will be a closed deposition. Greitens' lawyers will be grilling the artful wordsmith, attorney Albert Watkins. He's the one who once told reporters in the courthouse steps he never got any payment from third parties to represent the ex-husband. And then when it came out in court that he did, that he got $100,000 in cash, he said, well, it wasn't given to me, it was given to my firm. Watkins will be under oath this time and ask the obvious questions Who gave you the money and why?
Attorney General Josh Hawley is launching another investigation into Governor Eric Greitens.
This one involves the governor's use of social media.
New shocking revelations regarding who was behind the mystery cash payment to Al Watkins, the attorney representing the ex-husband of Governor Greitens' former mistress. KMOX's Kevin Colleen has been following this story for months now. He joins us now with this latest bombshell. Kevin?
Carol, it's announced in open court by both sides today that Scott Fawn of the Missouri Times delivered the first half of that $100,000 payment.
Carol, the report comes from a special House investigative committee that indicates that Greitens himself had received that donor list of the Mission Continues. He had received it for the purpose of calling key supporters and explaining that he was stepping down as CEO in 2014. But it says that Greitens later directed political aides to work off the charities list.
Meantime, the publisher of the Missouri Times continues to claim it was his $50,000 in cash that he gave to an attorney representing the ex-husband who broke the story on the Greitens affair. Scott Vaughn spoke with KMOX's Mark Reardon.
The family values politician luring a young woman into his family.
Now, wait a second. This interview, come on, man. This interview cannot be about the governor.
Shoving her family values into her face.
Scott.
Emerging from a House Republican caucus discussing the latest report, one Republican freshman described it as more troubling than the committee's original report. First, it goes beyond a he-said-she-said sex scandal. For the charge of illegal campaign use of a nonprofit's email list, rural Southwest Missourian Mike Stevens says there's more evidence with documents and corroborating witnesses. Second, rather than a private matter, this involves the campaign and electoral process that may have contributed to Eric Greitens' election. Tampering with a political process was the reason the last statewide official was kicked out of office for backdating a candidate's filing papers as Secretary of State.
The judge in the Governor Greitens case rules there will be testimony from his former mistress.
Some important evidence the prosecutor hoped to have for the Eric Greitens trial isn't there, but they're pressing on with the case.
Originally, the prosecution said in open court, we haven't got the picture, but we're working to get it. But now, with the trial just days away, there is no picture, nobody to testify they saw it, and no proof of transmission. What the prosecutor needs is for the former lover to take the witness stand and convince the jury that she heard that iPhone camera click and saw the flash through the blindfold. Alex, this is so very interesting because the trial is just days away and what they are panning for is evidentiary gold. They are still hoping to get that picture, the alleged photo that the governor is accused of taking of his half-dressed lover without her permission. Neither side is commenting officially, but a source close to the case tells us that's it. And they're also looking for evidence on the phone that might show whether Greitens transmitted the photo to somebody else.
Security gates are up at the courthouse to usher Governor Eric Greitens into a side entrance. Jury selection for his trial starts this morning. But yesterday, the lawyers lose it and start shouting at each other.
Greitens' lawyer Jim Martin was at the podium asking the judge to sanction the prosecutor for all the allegations of lying and foot dragging when the prosecutor's chief trial assistant, Robert Durker, tried to interrupt. Martin turned around, gave him a hot glance, and raised his voice. I'm not finished. You're never finished, Durker shouted back. Durker later apologized, and the judge ruled that he's not going to let Greitens' lawyers get what they want. They wanted the jury to be told about the alleged lying and foot dragging. The governor looks like he's in trouble, but he thinks he can win this fight. He walked in with a confident stride, a dark blue suit, wearing cowboy boots. The governor was smiling, a sort of Robert Redford Great Gatsby smile, as he shook hands with his attorneys and then the bailiff. There is a seat reserved, we're told, for the governor's wife. She's not here yet, but during the trial, they have a seat reserved for her. At one point during the long morning, the governor was seen fidgeting. He was twirling his wedding ring.
The judge has ruled that attorneys can use the name of Greitens' former mistress and that she cannot be called a victim. Legal analyst Brad Young explains the significance of that ruling.
When you attach a name to that person, now it becomes personalized, and you can say, well, did it really happen this way or did it happen some other way? And it gives you the opportunity to challenge the credibility of the witness if that witness is a real person as opposed to an idea.
The forensic search of the governor's phone, which was turned over last week, has turned up nothing.
Carol, the governor, first of all, he looks strapped in for the ride today. He's sitting in the same chair as yesterday with a dark suit at his lawyer's table. His face is a little less animated, sort of a stoic stare. watching the prospective jurors come and go.
Lawyers for the governor announced in court that the circuit attorney has received cloud records from Apple, and there are no photographs in that data.
Breaking news, the invasion of privacy charge against the governor has suddenly been dropped. With more on this, we head to KMOX's Kevin Colleen. He joins us live from the courthouse.
What began on a cold day in February is over on this hot, windy May day. Unexpectedly, the state announces that they are dropping the invasion of privacy charge.
Top Republican legislative leaders issued statements that it did not change their opinions.
St. Louis police have opened an investigation after lawyers for Eric Greitens raised concerns about how the case was handled.
Police Chief John Hayden says for now the focus is on the former chief investigator and allegations that he lied under oath in the Greitens case.
Well, right now we're just getting information.
At a hearing Wednesday morning, Greitens' taxpayer-paid attorneys laid out how they want the investigation into the governor to go forward. One of those attorneys, Ross Garber, has represented three governors facing impeachment. Barnes pleaded with him to get Greitens to testify.
If you want me to get down there and get on both knees and say, please, 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 Mr. Garber, convince Mr. Greitens to testify, that's what I'll do. We want to hear from him.
The gag order is lifted. Al Watkins, the attorney for the ex-husband of Governor Greitens' ex-mistress, is talking.
This one, like a bad dose of a sexually transmitted disease, isn't going away.
The day before lawmakers convene a special session to consider impeaching Eric Greitens, the governor says he will keep fighting.
Greitens told a crowd of FFA members and agriculture supporters he will not back down.
No matter what they throw at me.
News on Greitens at the St. Louis courthouse. The prosecutor whose invasion of privacy case against him was dropped is now lashing back. Lawyers for Greitens came into her office early on and threatened to, quote, ruin her personally and professionally. Greitens attorney Jack Garvey says not true.
The court petition includes a new charge that Eric Greitens' non-political advocacy organization, A New Missouri, was used to circumvent Missouri campaign finance laws. That would be a third subject of investigation.
St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner is barred from being involved in the case from now on. KMOX's Michael Calhoun joins us live with more details. Michael?
Well, the circuit judge Rex Burleson, Alex, agreed that Gardner needs to choose a special prosecutor and then get out of the way.
The committee chair predicts it'll take the entire rest of the week for members to share the burden of reading the transcripts out loud to each other. But it took less than a half an hour before committee member Kevin Austin began reading that key grand jury testimony from the governor's mistress.
I'm naked and I'm completely silent.
And what happens next?
He steps back and I hear she's demonstrating, and I see a flash of the blindfold, and then he said, "You're never going to mention my name to anyone. Don't even mention my name. Otherwise, I'm going to take this picture, and I'm going to put it everywhere."
Missouri Governor Eric Greitens was pulled over last week while speeding, but wasn't ticketed. The Missouri House Impeachment Committee has voted to formally subpoena the governor.
Eric Greitens has been subpoenaed to appear before the committee.
A judge says a secretive group supporting Missouri Governor Eric Greitens must turn over documents subpoenaed by a legislative committee investigating him.
Missouri Cole County Circuit Courts ruled that the governor's secretly funded advocacy group must disclose to the House Impeachment Committee how it spent its money.
It is expected that Governor Greitens is going to quit today at 4:15. KMOX News has heard that from sources from Jefferson City all the way to St. Louis. I'm outside the St. Louis courthouse where they are preparing a statement.
Here he is, Governor Eric Greitens, at least for now.
I am announcing that I will resign as governor of Missouri.
It was a statement that was less than 4 minutes in length, and for the most part, he's blamed everybody else for attacking him, creating a strain on him, creating a strain on his family.
It sounds like it's all going to go away. Now the circuit attorney charged him issuing a statement that sounds a lot like it's all over.
Well, it was going to happen eventually, or he was going to be taken out via impeachment or handcuffs, and I think the governor really came to that realization.
I remain confident that we have the evidence required to pursue charges against Mr. Greitens. But sometimes pursuing charges is not the right or just thing to do.
This is Kevin Killeen. In dropping the charge, Democratic Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner says there was never any political witch hunt in going after the Republican governor.
Now we're outside of the governor's office. There's a crush of media at the door. It's after 5 o'clock now, so we're waiting for these doors to open about 27 minutes now until the scheduled swearing in of Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson to become the governor. I'm here with our Capitol correspondent, Phil Brooks. And Phil, we already know that Eric Greitens is out of the building, and you say Mike Parson is in the building, but Eric Greitens was busy before he left today.
He signed more than half of the bills the legislature had passed, 77 bills signed. He's commuted, pardoned several people in prison, facing convictions. He has not been available. He actually kind of escaped, evaded out of the building, in which actually I missed him. I tried to catch him in the Capitol building. I got Mike Parson coming in earlier than 5 o'clock, but missed Eric Greitens. He has evaporated.